out the scriptures and looking at the verses from the latter and the former portions.
比如说 lexicon, for the syntax or sentence, 然后 structure.
And to look into the syntax, the lexicon, and also its context.
然后呢就把这一篇跟全书或全卷的关系。
And to connect this study with the book or the entire Bible.
那就新旧约有什么重要的教训。
And the important teachings that are inherent in the Old and New Testament.
这是我们一定要基本，就是说研究的基本的入门的方法。
And this is the introductory session into this area of study.
我们通常查经会看到有三种层次了。
And usually when we conduct Bible study, there are three levels.
一个就是读经。
First is to read the scriptures.
比如说我们早晨大家看的那个提摩太前后书，彼得前书，大家读一读。
Take for example, in the morning Bible reading session, we read the 1st and 2nd Timothy or 1st and 2nd Peter.
那一种是一种普遍性的、单独的、个别的来针对经文读了以后，你自己初步的会通了解。
And that is a more general approach to Bible reading because after a general reading, you will try to understand the message.
有时候你看到什么字能念不出来，那就把它放过去了。
And sometimes you encounter a certain word you don't understand, you'll just skip over it.
因为你没有字典在旁边，你没有旁边的人可以问。
Because you do not have a dictionary, Bible dictionary beside you or any person to ask.
那第二层呢，就是我们查经小组。
And the second level occurs on the level of a Bible study group.
通常有准备的就会比较圆满地进行。
And those who are more well prepared, the flow can be better.
那来就是说以客观的、以客人来参加的，那他听。
And those who come as a guest and they are merely listeners.
他并不说实在的从头到尾能够跟进。
And they may not be able to actually follow the whole sequence.
所以说在谈论的时候，那就大家的主观印象，或者什么心得来谈一谈。
And so therefore, for the Bible study sessions, people will share their experiences.
那这种还是不求甚解。
And this is still not ideal.
不是完全的透彻的了解。
Because you cannot have a perfect understanding.
你个人只能做那个主观的投射。
Because you can only have an objective view of the scriptures.
那我们要轮流来发表意见的时候。
And when people take turns to express,
那他就印象派的看法，说我认为是这样，我得到的感受是这样子。
And people will usually say that this is my personal opinion, and this is how I reflect upon this passage.
有些人说我们的教条是这样，所以我认为应该是这样的教条式的解释才对。
However, some people would like to follow a logical sequence. Or a doctrinal sequence.
那这个到最后就变成有两种倾向。
And then later, two kinds of expressions will surface.
一个就是说，没有按照圣经本文的背后里头应该有的意思。
And the first result is that you did not grab hold of the actual message that are inherent in the Bible passages.
我看到经文是用我的印象，主观的印象来解说。
Because I use my own interpretation when I view this passage based upon my experience.
那我看到马，我就说马；我看到什么样，我就说什么。
When I see a horse, I will relate a horse, and whatever other things I see, that is what I relate.
有时候我望文生义，看到文章生我自己的意思。
And that is to say, you look at the Bible, you look at the article, and then you have your own interpretation.
有时候我穿凿附会。
And sometimes you try to dig around the actual passage,
有时候我把它连译化,
and I try to allegorize it,
这个究竟有几分的准确,
and how much basis is it for the truth,
那圣经可以给你验证,
and the Bible will tell you very clearly,
那我们等一下再说那个,
so later that is what we'll touch upon.
那你这样小组查经，就查经在不再做深入研究的时候，又会产生第二个倾向。
And the second result will also arise from this kind of small group Bible study.
那刚才说的教条式的，或者说独断式的，dogmatic这样的表达。
And previously we talked about the doctrinal or the dogmatic way of expression.
因为我祖宗或我传统或者是我一向来的 那个传统观念，或者说我的门户观念，决定我读这个圣经，所以应该像我这样解释才对。
Because based according to my traditional family or ancestral point of view, and that is from the background that I come from, this is how this passage should be interpreted.
这个有几分准确，但是也有相当的危险性。
And it may be accurate in some to some extent, but there are some danger too.
好，所以这第一层你就读经，第二层我们说查经。还是不是真正的很正确而有效性。
And so the first level we talk about a general Bible reading, and the second level is a small group Bible study. It is still not complete.
所以第三项我们就要进入到研究圣经，研经了，研经了。
And the third level is to actually go and dig into the Bible itself.
这意思是说比较深入地。
And to probe deeper into the Bible,
有系统的
and with a sequence, a logical sequence,
正确有效性的
and with an accurate and also effective way.
那这样真正的从以圣经来看圣经
and to study the scriptures from the scriptures itself,
不是用我的观点来替圣经讲话
and not to impose my own ideas into the scriptures.
因此呢，查经就有两个字眼。
And so, therefore, two terms if surface for this kind of Bible study.
一个我们刚才说的，就是说你自己的注入，你的主观的注入。
And first is the one that we just talk about is eisegesis.
那就是说你看到什么，你想到什么，你愿意说什么，你就把它说进去。
And that is to say, whatever you see is whatever you relate. And its term eisegesis.
我们大部分人犯这种毛病，我都不知道。
And that is what most of that is what happened to most of us today.
所以，因为你愿意要这么讲，所以你就愿意把你所讲的一套放进圣经，让圣经合乎你的讲法。
Because this is how you relate based according to the background you come from, and that is how you want to interpret the passage.
最显著的例子是我们的一个同工最近把他认为雅各八章应该分这四个时期，那他就硬套进去。
And take for example, a recent worker recently imposed his own interpretation of the growth and stage of the church into the Song of Songs.
比如说古圣徒时代。
Take for example, during the times of the ancient apostles.
主耶稣时代。
And the times of the Lord Jesus.
使徒时代。
The times of the apostles.
真教会时代。
The times of the true church.
耶稣再来。
And the coming of the Lord Jesus.
这看起来很有理。是相当不错。
And it seems very logical at one glance.
但是从查经研究圣经来讲，不通、不合道、不合那常理。
But from the point of a biblical interpretation, it is not logical.
因为这是强解。
Because that is imposing your own idea.
是 eisegesis.
It's the first level eisegesis.
因为脱离了那个雅各本身应有的背景。
Because it has detached from the actual background of the Song of Songs.
应有的那个作者原意。
And it has gone and detached away from the writer's original intention.
他的语言，他的形象，以及他的道理教训。
And his words, the imagery that he used, and also the expressions that he related.
最重要，他是在表明一个主题。
And the main theme that he was trying to express.
虽然用人间的情爱，但是他要表达神跟以色列民的那种密切的关系。
Even though he was using the love between mankind, but that was to express a more profound love between God and Israelites.
用夫妇的情爱来表达神跟他的妻子以色列的那种密切的契约关系。
And also the love between a husband and wife to express the love between God and the church and the covenantal vow between them.
所以这种解经法，我们把它当作一个主观的印象派的那个个人的见解，不能当作正常的。或者有效性的、确实的解经方法。
And so, therefore, such a kind of biblical interpretation, it is a kind of a self-imposed ideas into the passage. You should treat it on that level.
这是我们就事论事了哈。也就是周传道今天在这里，他这样的研究，他也会点头接受啊。对的，你讲的可以当参考。
And so this is just to use as a point of reference, and that is to say, take for example, if Pastor Cho is right here, you can just take him, his interpretation as a reference.
假如我这样做，你今天给我讲，那我说是的，谢谢。然后你主证了我 eisegesis 的错误。
And so if I were to be pointed out that was at the level of eisegesis, I would say thank you, and that is what it is.
我接受。
And I will accept it.
因为我知道爱啊那个 exegesis 的重要，就解经让圣经讲出来的重要性。
Because I know the importance of exegesis, and that is what the scriptures actually tell you.
啊，一般人因为不太讲查考圣经。
Because most people do not spend a lot of time into studying the Bible.
也不太进入圣经本文或者圣经的后头，圣经的中间来讲圣经。
And very few people will actually go into the core of the Bible itself and have an analytical study.
所以就显得说，哎呀，太深了。第一个太深。
Because first they would think it is too profound.
因为他们就不知道以色列的宗教的信仰的情况。
Because for one, they do not know the traditional and the religious background of the Israelites.
他们不知道先知语言的模式。
And they do not know the prefiguration and the prophecies of the prophets.
他们不知道主耶稣讲这个比喻的特定意义在哪里。
They do not know the main message behind the parables of Jesus.
或者说从古代到现在有的这种神啊、人啊、契约啦、啊、这些重要的观念。
And take, for example, from antiquity to the modern times, what are the importance behind all these vows and covenants between God and man?
所以一些用词对一般不太研究圣经的人就会显得很生疏，显得很陌生，显得很艰深了。
And some of the terminologies that are not familiar with most people who do not conduct Bible studies, it will be very strange.
所以就会众就需要慢慢地被带领进入到圣经范围的那个境地里。
And so therefore, the audience and the congregation need to be slowly brought into the biblical passage itself.
所以我们需要进入圣经。
So we need to enter into the scriptures.
也要就好像你是在，譬如说耶利米书，你是在耶利米书当代的人。
Take for example, in the book of Jeremiah, you are a person in the book of Jeremiah and during his time.
你是念使徒行传，你要进入第一世纪的那个基督教的蓬勃发展的时期。
And when you're reading the Acts of the Apostles, you have to enter into the first century and be in that situation of crisis.
然后呢，你就要开始分析。
Then next, you need to analyze.
譬如说，使徒信息在讲神国的福音。
Take for example, the message of the apostles, they're talking about the kingdom of the heaven.
那神国这个字讲起来很简单。
And when you talk about heavenly kingdom, this terminology seems very simple.
但是它有几千年的发展的源流。
But it has a whole 100 years of history behind it.
还有很重要的观念在里头。
And also a very important teaching inherent
within. 那主耶稣把这神国体现出来。
And so Lord Jesus, he brought up and surfaced this heavenly kingdom.
因为这是涉及到旧约圣经、新约圣经的终末论。
Because it touched upon the Old Testament and also the New Testament and also into the study of the end times.
我们有一个专有名字叫做 eschatology, 就 eschatology.
And the terminology for it is eschatology.
就是说末期的情况，末期有关末期的教训。
And that is the teachings of the end times.
所以你要知道这个字眼在旧约圣经怎么样，新约圣经怎么样。
And you have to know what eschatology means in the Old Testament and also in the New Testament.
先知的信息。
The message of the apostles.
还有主的日子。
And the Lord's day.
那这个是里头的什么信息，重要的内容是什么。
And what is the important content and the meaning inside.
所以单单讲这神国福音就把我们带进旧约跟新约整个传统。
And once we talk about the message of the heavenly kingdom, we'll enter into the tradition of the Old and the New Testament.
以及在新约时代，神国在地面上用教会的形式的表现。
And also during the New Testament, this heavenly kingdom surfaced as the church of God.
那神国的特征是什么？
And what is the characteristic of the kingdom of God?
神国的宗旨目标在哪？
And what is the main purpose and goal of the kingdom of God?
那是当然要进入圣经来查考。
And you need to enter into the Bible itself for study.
所以在查考圣经里头，我们可以发现就有几层我们可以接近的。
And when we study the Bible, there are several levels that we can attain.
第一层我们通常就是说大家很熟悉的，比如说圣经的故事。
And the first level is familiar to everyone, for example, biblical stories.
大卫啦，但以理啦。
Take for example, David, Daniel.
摩西啦。
Moses.
他们的生平他们的伟大的属灵或信仰上帝这种可以当我们模范的事迹。
And we study their life, and we also study how they become such great men of God.
我们也被教导说信心的重要性啦。
We also thought about the importance of faith.
你要祷告依靠神啊。
You have to pray and rely upon God.
耶稣是救主啦。
Lord Jesus is your Savior.
你要受洗重生, 得圣灵重生, 进入神的国咯。
You have to be baptized, reborn, and enter into the kingdom of God.
你要发挥这种爱神爱人, 的实际行为咯。
And you need to put all these into actions in your loving God and man.
这都是第一层的道理。
All these are the first level of truth.
那根据希伯来书的圣经就说这是叫基本教义教理ABC的道理。
And this, according to the book of Hebrews, is basically on the level of ABC,
换句话说,
first alphabet.
就入门的道理。
And that is, they are at the very basic level.
是小学生一年级常常听的道理。
And they are the level of the elementary student.
那等到你初中了,
And once you enter into high school,
你高中了,
or junior or senior high, or college level,
你还要他被说,你要受洗,归入基督,你要求圣灵,
if you're still being told and reminded that you need to be reborn, you need to be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, etc.
大卫跟哥利亚,
David and Goliath,
约瑟在波提法的家里,
and Joseph in the house of Master Potiphar,
但以理跟他的三个朋友,
and Daniel and his three friends.
我说实在,我从小到现在听了1,000百次以上了。
And to tell you the truth, ever since young till now, I've heard over millions of times.
还要感谢神,我们不是在参那天在ABC, 哈,
but praise the Lord.
比较生动,有丰富性的道理可以听。
But praise the Lord, we do not just stay at the very basic elementary level.
我们要脱离这基本教义。
And that is to say, we have to grow from the infancy.
因为这是很重要的,我们已经入门常常被提醒,当然是要知道,而且要记住,不要忘记。
That's true, these are very important because we have entered the church, we know all these basic doctrines, and they are very important to us.
假定我们一个教会听了十年,一个传道人, 十年讲这个道理,十年后还讲这个道理,那糟糕了。
But take for example, just looking at a church, for 10 years you have been talking about this level of truth the whole time, then you're in a very pitiful state.
因为有些乡下的教会可以用简单的道理,那他们觉得很满足。
Because for some churches in the rural areas, you can use some elementary level of truth, they will be very satisfied.
我从费城叶弟兄听到一个温子教会好笑的故事。
And when I was in Philadelphia, I was talking to a brother Ye over there, and we were talking about this church, Wenzi, in Taiwan.
他说他们小时候有一位弟兄,一个是负责人,一个也不得不来讲道。
And they were talking about, back in the old days, when he was young, there was a board member.
那个哥哥一上台,那他们村庄的时候都是穿四角短裤,四角内短裤。
And there was this certain joke that goes in this way, because when the brother is giving a sermon on the pulpit, and because in the rural areas, they will wear shorts.
好热,所以大家都认为没有关系,因为风俗就这样,没有关系,
because it's too hot, and therefore shorts are permitted, and that is culturally accepted.
那等到上台的时候,他再把长裤,外长裤这样,就这样穿上来,然后说,几号啊?
And then when he was ready to come on the stage, then he will quickly pull up his long pants.
上了台以后,他拿了牙签,说,啊,咱今天没工上。
And when he was standing on the pulpit, he would use a toothpick and say, what are we going to talk about tonight?
他讲了一大段,然后又讲啰里啰嗦, 那是尊娘,阿叔阿叔,那台湾的人就不注意。
And then he would talk about a whole long string of words, and he would relate to all these old grandpas and grandmas.
那小弟,他弟弟在下头, 公鸭啰啰等,中上,点点, 这种。
And then his younger brother was sitting in the pew, and he would be complaining, what are you, talking about? Come down from the pulpit.
那他就说,你搞点点。
And then from the pulpit, he would tell his younger brother, you keep quiet.
这是很生动的,而且很可爱的一个乡村,我们族内的一个很值得纪念,当作笑谈的。
And that is what happened. That's a very warm story. And what happened in our churches, in fact, in the rural areas, that's how they conduct their services.
那种聚会是天真的,而且爱主的,很淳朴。
And that kind of services, in fact, it shows their love for the Lord in a very from a very pure faith.
我小时候在嘉义哈，那李莲是执事，那时候他讲了挪亚的故事。 我也听了好几次，但都很喜欢听。
And when I was young, and in the church of Jia Yi, and also Pastor Li, he would be talking about the Noah story. Even though I heard it many times, it's still very interesting.
很简单的故事，但很动人。
It's such a simple story, but yet it's so moving.
为什么呢？因为是神在感动人。
Why is that so? Because it's God who's moving our hearts.
一个平常故事有生动的，有那种丰富的生命力在里头。
And it's such a simple, common story, and yet the life is inherent inside the story.
但是我们离开了会堂以后，
But after we leave, left the chapel,
我有时候在问说，为什么有七公七母，一公一母？
And sometimes I'll ask, how come?
两个弟兄二个不一样。
There's seven male, seven female, one male, one female. How come there's all this difference?
那我就问天下的高山。
And I was asking about all these mountains in the world.
虽然有以后我听到有传道人说，你看哦，这个喜马拉雅山上都有海贝哦，海贝壳。
And then because later I'll hear from this certain pastor, when you look at the shell from the Himalaya mountains,
对，证明挪亚的洪水高过这个喜马拉雅山。
And since we can find a shell on the Himalaya mountain, it proves that Noah's ark was there.
40年前我会相信这样子。
And 40 years ago, I would believe this.
但40年后的今天，我认为虽然道理 是这样讲，但是你这样是强词夺理。
But 40 years later now, I would think that you're imposing your idea upon this.
因为你看到海贝，就只有想到挪亚的洪水而已。
Because when you see the shell, you only remember the flood.
造山运动呢？
How about the
那个陆地沉下去呢？
And how about if the shifting of the tectonic plate and that the flood arise and the mountains will shift?
还有圣经所说天下是整个地球吗？
And for the when the Bible talk about the world, does it refer to the whole earth?
这是中东世界啊，近东世界。
Or perhaps it only refers to the Middle East or the Near East.
因为当时没有太平洋，没有大西洋啊。
Because at that point in time, there's no Pacific Ocean, there's no Atlantic Ocean.
没有美洲啊，没有澳洲的。
There's no North.
出现在圣经地理里头。
There's no North and South continent, also the continent of Australia.
但是它集中说神的水势盖满了天下。
But it did emphasize that the flood of the water covered the whole earth.
盖满了圣经地理的天下。
And it covered the whole biblical land.
好，那这一点就是说，你几十年前听了道理，你再经过这样一问，你问是没有错的，你要问的了。
And so, therefore, that is true. After 10 some years of Bible study and you ask all these questions, it is still very important.
那我小时候也看海来手册，那个圣经手册。
And when I was young, I also studied into some of
Hallis Bible Handbook. 那他就用亚当是公元前4000年 BC 创造的。
And within this Hallis Handbook, it talks about Adam being created 4,000 years ago.
但是我读的书是地球46亿年，科学家也这么证明。
But however, the books that I read in school, it talks about the earth being created far earlier.
那我就知道啊，是16世纪一个叫 James Usher, U-S-H-E-R, 他是爱尔兰人，他跑到英格兰做大主教 Archbishop.
And in the 16th century, I know of this James Usher who went to Ireland to become the Archbishop.
他首先在西方世界创造出说亚当是公元前4004年 10月26号早上9点钟被创造。
And so according to him, during the 4th century, and that is October 26th at 9 a.m., that was the time when Adam was created.
4004 BC.
Oh, 4004 BC.
那海来就也用它嘛。
And so that's how Haley's, used.
那17世纪在做那 authorized version, 就是 King James version 的时候， 新定本的时候，也就采纳这个。
And later when the King James version, the authorized version of the Bible was being used, this is what they referred to.
但是呢，希腊文的它查考那个年代跟亚兰文查考年代又三种数字。
But however, if you look at the Hebrew Bible and also the Aramaic version. Or the Septuagint version, it is different.
有的7000多年，5000多年，有的3000多年。
Some are 7,000 years, 5,000 or 3,000 years BC.
那原来我们以后就知道那个阿爸的阿爸啊。
Then later we know Abba, the Ab.
是父亲。
It means father.
又是祖，阿公。
It also means grandpa.
哦，又是祖先。
It also means ancestor.
那 Ben 和 Ba 这个儿子的字眼。
And Ben or Ba, and that is the son.
Ben 是希伯来文 ，Ba 是那个亚兰文。
And,
方言啊、
and Ben is Hebrew and Ab is the Aramaic and that is the dialect
就说子了儿子了
It refers to the son
也可以说孙呢
It could also refer to grandchildren
或者后代
or your descendants
这样说来圣经也有省略的、啊、也有省略的并不是一直说再说这一代就是第二代也是跳级代
And so therefore the Bible sometimes it will skip a few generations、
啊、那有时候提到就提到没提到就没提到
Sometimes they refer to and sometimes they don't even talk about.
但是有人，尤其英国学者，很特别的把它全部它加起来，也差不多4000多年。
But especially the British scholars, they will compile them all together. It's about 4,000 BC.
所以亚当大概在公元前4000年，那这是一般学界就是按照圣经的数字来看，会达到相似的。
And so when they compile the figures from the Bible itself and generally accepted by the scholars is around 4000 BC.
但是要注意它当中有断层它并没有注意到。
But there's something that you have to take note because there's some gap in between that they did not, that they neglected.
假定我们到以色列地区参观的时候我们会到耶利哥城。
Say for example, if you have a chance to go to the land of Israel for a visit, you will go to Jericho.
以色列本身。
In Israel itself,
世界各国的考古学家
and for all the archaeologists from the world,
来根据他们本身的那个文存啊档案
and also according to all their archives and their information,
耶利哥应该离现在9000年了
Jericho is about 9,000 years from now.
啊，那你再说这个两河流域就是人类的文化的摇篮
and when you talk about the cradle of civilization between the two rivers Euphrates and the Tigris
那里有苏美人有闪族人 Semitic 就是今天希伯来人的祖先
and you'll find the Sumerians and the Semitics and they are the ancestors of the Jews
他们是古巴比伦人
and they were the Babylonians
从前叫 Arcadian就是古阿加德人，就是古巴比伦人。
They were the Arcadians. Before the Babylonians.
他们公元前5000多年就知道怎么酿酒了，造酒了。
And about 5,000 years ago, they know how to ferment wine.
那另外一种文明古国埃及。
And also another ancient civilization, Egypt.
公元前4000多年，他们就发明太阳历了。
And 4,000 years ago, they have already invented the solar energy.
假定用这些年代摆起来的话，那亚当都比他们晚。
And so if you were to put all these eras together, Adam come after them.
所以我们不能断定就是说亚当非4000年BC 出生或者被造不可。
And so therefore we cannot be affirm and be sure that Adam was definitely created at 4,000 BC.
所以我们保守一点比较好。
So it's better to be more conservative.
你只说亚当很早很早被神创造。
Just say that Adam was created long, long time ago.
不然的话你跟这些其他的数字都不能混合。
If not, then you'll find yourself at a conflict with all these other scientific figures.
是我的意见就是稍微当个参考就好。
And so this is as a point of reference, for my opinion for you.
所以解经家说我4000年，那你就不要跟着说4000年。
And so therefore, when the exegesis for these scholars, if they talk about 4,000 years, you need not agree with them.
另外一个就是说讲道人也好，或者说解释圣经啊，他们的意见 opinion。
And also for the opinions for the preachers and also the sermon deliverers.
不要把它当作用一成不变的真理。
And if you should just take their opinions at a face value and they are not unshakable truth.
有很多人很喜欢把自己意见讲出来。
Because a lot of people, they like to talk about their own ideas.
虽然有时候离开圣经他们自己不知道。
And sometimes it may depart from the Bible and they do not know.
但是他们很强硬说这个是这样子很强硬的口吻。
But they will be very strong in their confirmation of their ideas.
但是我们解经上要保留一点。
But we need to be more conservative in terms of exegesis.
三件事情。
There are three things to remember.
避免直接讲。
And first, and that is a direct confrontation.
第一个,
a direct, And first is creation.
神起初创造天地那整个过程。
The whole entire process when God created the heavens and the earth.
你不能站在第一手的资料来讲，你站在神旁边看他创造。
Because you cannot stand right there and say that you are beside God and you see all this process.
好，远古的历史，创生说，你都不要斩钉截铁的讲。
And also, you do not need to look. You should not look
as if you were present. Yeah.
You should not presume that you were there when you talk about all these theories.
第二个灵魂说,
and second, spiritual theory.
让你赶快知道,说主耶稣要来,要你准备,那好,心意而已啦。
But all these are out of good intention because they want to promote this sense of urgency that the Lord is coming very soon and you need to prepare yourself.
所以这三样东西, 知道多少就多少。
So for these three levels, just stay at the level where you understand.
创生说,
and creation theory,
灵魂和灵界的事,
and spiritual realm,
还有末日论,
and also eschatology.
不要随意乱说。
For these three areas, do not be too callous in your interpretation.
就说这个是我们在解经上要注意的事。
These are the areas that we need to be careful when we study the Bible.
好,做这些我们现在来谈一谈。
So now we'd like to touch upon other areas.
我们先来看 诗篇 119篇。
Let's first look at Psalm.
诗篇 119篇。
Psalm 119.
89节。
Verse 89.
我们要知道神的话,
in order for us to know the word of God,
这是安定在天,
it is set in the heavens above.
换句话说,神的话是不变的,安定在天,直到永远。
That is to say, the word of God is constant, it never changes, it's set in the heavens.
换句话说,它有灵界的实存,实在的存在。
It has spiritual existence.
它会落到人间的,让你了解。
It will come into the earth for you to understand.
换句话说,他的旨意,借着神的先知,他的话语,来让你知道他在历史上作为。
And that is to say, through the will of God and also through the prophets, God will reveal his will for you since antiquity.
你领到的神的话语是已经抄写出来了,已经传说出来了。
And the word that you have received is already written and also spoken.
假定我用希腊文来看,
if I were to look at it from the Hebrew Greek point of view,
那我又从希伯来文来看,
and also from Hebrews,
但是我就从翻译的经文来看,
even though I look at all these translated versions from the original text,
那再加上我不是原文的, 那个说原文的人,
and on top of that, I'm not a native speaker of all these original
texts,
because what I understand is from the translated version of the English or the
Chinese text.
There's already a level of the translation in between.
有人把主耶稣想象说什么,他是穿旗袍, 戴马褂的,
and some people, they think about the way they relate Jesus is like a Chinese emperor. They wear the hat and also the rope.
他们出于传统的老学究的眼光看呢，耶稣应该拿着拐杖，这样才对。
And some even think that Jesus carried a staff because that is how he should be from their cultural point of view.
那有人在画主耶稣，画的他的洋人一样。
And some also would draw a portrait of Jesus, and he looks like a Caucasian.
所以黑人就说，不如把他画成黑皮的人，他是黑人才对。
But however, some African blacks will come along and they will draw it in their way.
换句话说,每个人凭着想象来揣摩神,揣摩神的旨意,揣摩神的话语。
And that is to say, everyone based according to their cultural background, that is how they interpret Jesus.
要不是有深入的研究,要不是圣灵的带领,我们其实对神的话语在天啊,你把它带到字面上来看,你的了解已经隔了一层了。
However, if it's not from your own self study and also from the guidance of the Holy Spirit, because the word of God is set in heavens, even if it's brought down on word level, you cannot understand. But the word of God is very clear.
譬如说有关得救的道路,
take for example the path of salvation,
或者伦理, 教训,
and also filial piety,
这些的时候你当怎么做就当怎么做,很清楚,没有隐藏的话语。
And the Bible tells you very clearly what you should do.
所以这些文章我们看得很清楚。
And so for all these teachings, they are very clear to us.
我们在读诗篇的时候,
and when we study Psalm,
诗人的祷告,
the prayers of the psalmist,
诗人向神的感谢祈求,
and their intercession and their prayers towards God, and all these are also in plain language.
你看就清楚,
and when you read it, you can understand.
事实上这一类的是圣经话语的交代,
and it is based according to this kind of level of scriptures.
我们叫做 plain reading, 我们叫做清楚的一看一览便了然,
and it is a plain reading because at one glance when you read it you can understand.
不认识字的你多说几次, 他也看得懂了, 听得懂, 知道了。
And even for those who are illiterate, you can relate to them a few times, they can also understand.
但是圣经还有一层，那你就看不到底。
But however, there's a more profound level in the Bible that is not visible.
那当然这有两，又有两两两两个原因。
And there are two reasons behind it.
我们来看那个那以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 29.
二十九章的十一十二节。
Isaiah 29, verse 11 and 12.
这个也要从两方面来看。
You have to look at it from two aspects.
一个是实在的书卷封住。
One is the actual scroll that is sealed.
好，那我们来看十一节了。
Let's look at verse 11.
所有的末世，二十九章十一节。
29:11, Isaiah.
看起来像封住的书卷。
The whole vision looks like a book, words of a book that is sealed.
你将这书卷交给识字的说，请念吧。他说，我不念，念不来，因为是封住了。
If men deliver this to one who is illiterate and say to read this, he will say, I cannot, for it's sealed.
啊，第十二节。
Verse 12.
又将这书卷交给那不识字的说，请念吧。他说，我不识字。
And if this book is delivered to one who is illiterate and say, please read this, he will say, I am not literate.
这其实一个实在的书卷哦。
And so here we're talking about actual scroll.
用蜡烛在印盖上。
It is sealed with wax and stamped with and it's stamped and then sealed.
封住的话，你没有展开，没有打开的话。
And since it's sealed, if you do not open the seal,
所以你就不能读，你就没有办法读。
There's no way you can read the scroll.
所以这个世界说啊，它是封住了。
So therefore, this literate person say that this scroll is sealed. I cannot read it.
数字人就连那个封头、那标题都看不懂，他何必再开呢？他说我也看不懂。
And for the illiterate person, they cannot even understand the seal itself, so of course they will not even read it.
这是普通的一层的意义。
And that is a general level of meaning.
识字就识字，不识字就不识字。
That is, those who are literate, they are literate. Those who cannot read, they cannot read.
不懂就不懂。
If you read it, you know. If you don't know, you just don't know.
那这个还有第二层意义。
And that's another level of meaning.
换叫做意象，就好像是封住的书卷。
And that is to say, because it happens in a vision, it is a sealed up scroll.
那意象呢，当然就是一个属灵的一个存在，一个超过这个眼界的这个。我们这个五官的这世界以外的一个存在。
And that is to say, vision it happens in another dimension that is beyond the physical realm.
那假定神不把隐秘的那言语跟那隐秘的数字象征给我们展开的话，我们不能了解。
Because if God were not to open our eyes, inner eyes, and reveal to us, we will not be able to understand.
那这个就需要有神的启示，神的带领。
And therefore, this need to come with the revelation of God and His guidance.
所以你对圣经和对神的话语不能了解，也出于这两种原因。
And so, if you cannot understand the Bible, and also the words inside,
第一个就是文化背景不够。
It is because of these two reasons. First, is your cultural background is not enough.
你不够用他的语言，不够用他的知识、文化知识来展开，所以你来了解。
You're just using your own cultural or language background to open this scroll to understand.
因为你要进入犹太人世界，你要进入到基督教界的那个基督教历史。
Because you need to enter into the Jewish history and also the early church history.
你就不知道他们信仰、生活习惯，不知道他们的生活语言，你怎么知道他圣经所记的呢？
Because if you do not understand their background and their cultural inheritance at that time, how can you enter into their world?
好，再来有属灵的那个奥秘。
And next, there's also spiritual mystery.
你没有圣灵带领，你只是用自己的俗话说，人一讲都讲错了。
If you do not have the guidance of the Holy Spirit and you use your own personal interpretation, it is all wrong.
所以这样说来。
So if you look at it in this sense,
第一个我们要学习。
First, one thing that we need to study,
才能进入圣经。
Then we can enter into the Bible.
所以难怪你不学习，听到这祭坛啊，什么叫祭坛？就不懂了。
So if you do not study and you hear this word altar, you do not know what it means.
啊，那第二个要圣灵带领。
And next, you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你才会进入到属灵的奥秘处。
Then you can enter into the depth of the spiritual mystery.
啊，那这个两点请注意一下。
So please take note of these two points.
不要把这两者当作矛盾冲突哦。
These two points are in fact not in conflict with each other.
我们不要说。
We do not need to say
that. 我只要有圣灵就好。
I only need the Holy Spirit.
我不要去研究。
I do not need to research or study.
圣灵带领我研究，必祷告一祷，我就看得懂了。
Because after I pray and with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, once I look at the Bible, I can understand.
这个只会让人家笑掉大牙。
And this is in fact a great joke.
因为这是就是说。没有经过考虑的话语
，because it is a callous statement.
因为你要靠圣灵，但是你也要查考。
And that is to say, you need to depend on the Holy Spirit, but you also need to put in your effort to study and research.
我们没有看过一个信徒哈、哦，没有看过一个信徒。
There is no such a member.
就说你跪着祷告，你为他求全部明白圣经，你跪着禁食三天。
and that in order for you to understand the whole Bible, you pray for 3 whole days.
神不会用这个方法来教导他来读圣来明白圣，因为圣经你就要自己来看自己来了解。
Because God will not use this way for you to try to know the whole Bible, because He gave you this book to study.
你要求神的旨意是在急需要的时候。
If you are praying for the will of God, it is during times of urgency.
你不要说主啊嘛，我要说那神的国，神的意要先求，然后日落佳节在哪里，请你告诉我。
And
一直祷告半天啊、哦，那主耶稣用圣经说：“你这么傻瓜，你可能查看马太福音6:33就有。
”And so therefore you should not kneel down and pray in this way. Oh Lord, I need to first seek your kingdom and your righteousness. So please tell me this answer. But the Lord will tell you, you are so stupid. Just open up the Gospel of Matthew and you'll find it.
他说在那，他马上给你讲。
Oh, you can ask the pastor who's sitting right next to you. He can tell you the answer.
这看起来好像很好笑，其实代表一些某种程度的事实。
And it seems very funny, but it does reveal some truth.
还有一种方法就是想的太容易，就是说我只要祷告什么可以懂。
And also, that's another kind of thinking. As long as I pray, I can understand all things.
我小时候要跟那些大人去参加那布道队。
And when I was young, I wanted to follow the adults to go for the
教会的。
In 嘉义 for the evangelical mission.
他打胸膛，他看得很清楚。
And one of the brother Lee, he came up and he bit his friend. What should we be afraid about?
我们圣经比他强。
We are more victorious in our Bible study than others.
我们到那里靠着圣灵就把他打倒，把他讲垮。
And when we go there, we just need to rely on the Holy Spirit, and they will be defeated.
我那时候也很有信心，对。
At that time, I was full of faith. Yeah.
但是这种 talk down 啊，对外人来讲很不好的。你这个态度是要把人家打倒，把他 talk down 哈，应该 talk up or talk to， 这样最好。
But however, this kind of manner is very arrogant because you're talking down to the other party. You should talk to or talk up to them. That is better.
我那时候又在想，难道我们都不太查圣经，但是就拍个胸膛，什么都可以懂，可以说服别人吗？我这心里小小的心灵也在问这句话。
And at that time, in my young little heart, I was thinking to myself, why is it that we just go with all this courage and yet we don't really have a sound Bible study.
我们当时骑着单车了，就往着乡下，就往乡下六合院的正堂，就把桌一铺，站着就讲到有那个情形上发生的。
And at that time, we were right on the bicycle, and we'll just go out into the courtyard, and we'll held up some tables, and we'll just stand on the tables and preach.
有时候杨长老讲，我在旁边翻译，那时候我还很小的时候。
And at that time, Elder Young was giving the sermon, and I will be interpreting for him. I was still very young.
看到圣灵在带领。
But I saw the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
不需要什么深奥的道理。
You do not need any profound truth.
但是以后我有一次到了五旬节教会，那个大的，这是几千人的聚会的时候。
And then there was
那是1960年代了。
And then there was one time in 1960, I went to a Pentecostal church, and it was in a huge stadium.
那我写信回台湾总会说。
And I wrote a letter back to the Taiwan GA.
数千万人，我王矣。
But even though there are thousands of people, but I am still.
我那时候还觉得，哎呀，他们讲的头头是道。
Because at that time I saw that what they were saying.
我要跟他们讲什么？我英文还是朗朗上口而已，要讲什么？跟他辩什么道理
？Because at that time I felt that their speech was very good, and my English is still so bad. I cannot even argue back.
他们讲的主题就相当深入，在阐述。
And they have this theme, and it is very interesting.
我才想到，我向来所领教的哈。在国外应该在一个新的开展，不然我没有办法应付他们。
And so therefore, I thought to myself that all these teachings that I've learned from before, it needs to have a change because now that I'm in a different context, I'm in a Western society.
这是在说我们不要闭着眼睛讲着我很强，不要这个千万要谨慎。
And that is to say, you should not just close your eyes and just run.
有很多人是太大胆了，我们英文叫 audacity 哈。太大胆了，这不好，要保留一点比较好一点。
And so that is to say, for some people they are too audacious, and it is better to be conservative.
要靠圣，要努力祷告，可是要努力学习。
It has to go hand in hand and on par with each other. You need to pray for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
两个要配合起来。
Study the Bible, and they have to be in unity.
而且要真知，要真知。
And you have to truly know what you're studying.
实学。
And to really practice.
力行。
and to carry out in action.
配合着圣灵的带领,
and to couple with the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那时候他说, 啊, 主啊, 我是你的学生, 我要开始研究你的话语。
And then with all these elements, then can you say that, Oh Lord, I'm your student, I want to study your word.
啊, 因为这个圣经里头所包含的是万,
Because within the Bible itself, there are so many areas of treasures for us today.
啊, 这个是我们今天所做的一个简单的介绍,
And so this is a simple introduction.
我们会继续下去,
and we will continue our study.
今天重点说神的话,
and the main message of this session is that the word of God is set in heaven.
我们人在地上能够看多少,
and for us, human beings, we're so minute on earth, how much can we see and perceive?
我们有没有进入圣经啊?
Have we really entered into the Bible itself?
你们让圣经来跟我们真的这么讲, 而不是要我替圣经讲。
And do we let the Bible speak to us instead of us speaking on behalf of the Bible.
啊, 所以这个我们请出, 这是解经上第一个认识。
So this is one first understanding that you need to know before you enter into the world of exegesis.
我们来上第二堂的, 啊, 查考圣经, 啊, 或者诗意, 或者叫解经方法的课。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let's begin the second session of hermeneutics or exegetical study of the Bible.
啊, 我们先复习了昨天所讲的一些重点。
So let's first review the several main points that we studied yesterday.
啊, 第一个呢, 就是我们所说的有几个层次的读圣经。
And first, there are several levels of Bible studies.
啊, 第一个就是说读经或者看圣经。
And first is to have a general reading of the Bible.
啊, 那你看了, 能知道多少就知道多少。
And you read what you can perceive.
啊, 那第二个呢, 查经就小组的探讨的家庭聚会的, 那大家轮流起来讲印象, 而且讲心得。
And the second level of Bible study occurs at the small group Bible studies in family services.
啊, 除非那个主领人很深入的那个查考。
Unless the person who prepared the Bible study had come prepared.
啊, 在场的也相当用心知道这个专题的那个深入度。
And also the participants knew the depth of the discussion.
那这个查经不但有印象这个心得的分享而且能够对该文该经文的了解都是相当掌握。
And therefore they can grasp hold of the Bible study and its main scope and theme.
那第三个就很严肃的研经, 就是说对圣经是长期的有系统的深入的研究。
And the third level occurs at a deeper level. It requires a longer time and more effort.
这应该是在神学院一个最重要的一个长期的工作。
And this work needs to be carried out in the theological colleges.
那做外国牧师啊, 我们在德国, 一个牧师要有7年的语言训练。
And for a pastor in Germany, they need 7 years of training.
包括拉, 就希伯来文, 拉丁文。
They need to know Hebrew and Latin.
And 最后还有拉, 希伯来文, 希腊文跟最后拉丁文。
That is to say, first they must know Hebrew, Greek, and Latin.
然后呢, 他们要读, 通常神学分为几个大系统。
And under theology, it is categorized into many areas.
一个是新旧约圣经研究。
First is the Old and New Testament study.
啊，对。再来呢就是系统神，这是两个。 再来系统神学。
And next is systematic theology.
再来教会历史。
And church history.
最后一个就是实用神学。
And the last point is practical theology.
那实用神学包括教会行政。
And practical theology embraces the church administration.
圣乐。
And also hymnology,
啊, 讲道学,
and also homiletic,
海外宣道学, missiology,
and missiology,
啊, 等等,
and etc.
这都是很专精、很分科, 而且很深入的,
and all these are very special areas of studies,
而且是有理论跟加上实际,
and they both touches upon the theoretical and also the practical aspect.
每一个科目都是要有长期的、有心得的、有跟进的、跟检讨的一种。 成果.
And every area needs a long effort to be put in.
假定我们有圣灵教会加上他们这样的训练, 是number one, 是世界上最好的事情。
And for our church, if we can have such a systematic kind of training, plus the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will be the number one church.
但他们有这些可是没有圣灵真遗憾。
So even though they have all the systematic studies, but they do not have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it's unfortunate.
以后主耶稣会带领我们如果把这两项
So in future, under the guidance of the Lord, we hope we can synthesize these two areas of study. And first, we would like to emphasize that this is a serious study.
一个传道人应该是很严肃地对待这个圣经。 神学的问题。
And in the same way, a pastor needs to have a serious attitude towards the study of theology.
而且是长期的功夫。
And it requires a long-term effort.
所以求主耶稣带领我们在这方面来努力。
So I pray for the Lord to guide us in this area.
那第二方面呢，解经我们通常有两种方法。
And usually there are two areas of exegesis.
一个就是印象的发挥。
And first, one is impressionistic.
那第二种呢，就是有一个预设的那种意见和见解，来找圣经，来配合我们个人的一个独断的想法。
And the second is you have your certain area of study, and coupled with the interpretation from the Bible, they will be synthesized together.
第一点呢，对于比如说诗篇呢、啊。
First, take for example Psalms,
或者一些生活教训呢、啊。
Or say teachings in life,
或者说一些圣经信望爱的典范的人物。
Or faith, hope, and love, some of the correct characters.
你看了、啊、可以发挥你因为你的感想。
When you look at these, you can express them freely because it couples with your reflection.
你学习他们，比如说对宗教的醒思。
You learn from these biblical characters in terms of their reflection.
他们人物的典范行为。
And also the model of the character.
那引发你就印象的或者心得的抒发。
And this will have an impact on your impression so that you can express it in life.
这是对的。
This is good and correct.
因为也可以启发在我们心里头的一种信望爱的一个倾慕跟追求。
Because it will inspire us to pursue after faith, hope, and love after these characters.
那第二个呢就不太好了。
However, the second method is not very good.
因为你这种预设，所以你要找跟你想法配合的字啊，来好，刚好恰恰好。
Because first you have a preconceived idea, and then you try to look for a message that will match your idea.
大概30年前，我看啊，我们刚刚访问。夏威夷教会的时候。
Take for example about 30 years ago when we just visit Hawaii.
那边弟兄们、啊、对神的旨意追求一个特定的特别的方法。
And the brothers and sisters, they have a special way to pursue for the will of God.
那他们就叫做 cut the Bible, 也就是说切圣经。
What they will do is to cut the Bible.
就是说神啊你指示我们现在要求这个方向，那这个对不对？
Oh God, please guide us and inspire us because now we're pursuing this way and
direction.
And after prayer,
那翻圣经,
they opened the Bible
一点,
and they saw the point.
那假设你点到犹大注意掉上吊的话，那糟糕了。
However, if you happen to turn to the book where Judas is ready to hang himself on the gallows, that would be pretty sad.
那他们以后才说是的，我们这个方法错了。
Then later they realized that true, that method was wrong.
那有些解经话说我要找出话，有时候炮那个飞机的大炮了，那他就找。
And then there are some who try to approach and they want to find out where all the bombs are.
那你当然可以从约珥书的第二章找出来。
And of course, you can find it in Joel.
因为约珥书讲蝗虫之灾，他那个他的车马，然后很厉害的。
Because over there they talk about all the chaos from all these locusts. It seems as if all these bombings are going around.
那你撒加利亚书也可以找到中子弹啊，等等啊。
And also in Zechariah, you can also find bombings.
这没有错，因为你现在这个设备，那你也可以从那个祭坛的香炉找到说，那是像火山爆发的烟啊。
And also you can look at the incense altar and perhaps see the smoke and relate it to a volcano erupting.
圣经并不是为了今天我们抽烟喝酒来说，你不要抽烟，不要喝酒。
The Bible is not for us here today to relate to smoking and drinking.
但它也没有什么车马大炮，因为当时是用刀用这个枪矛来打仗而已。
And at that time they do not have chariots or tanks or weapons like these because they merely use swords.
所以我们就简简单单本着圣经说，他们是用枪刺的，用刀的这样就可以了。
So we should go with what the Bible tells us. They use swords.
意思就是说，那圣经的特定的背景，我们不要说我要非找到枪炮不可以，那就把它指出来了。其实他不是在讲枪炮，是在讲一种锐利的那个蝗虫的那个刀剪的那个嘴那个那个角嘴角。
And that is to say, we should not try to impose our ideas of a modern day bombing into the Bible, because when you look at the context, it's referring to locusts and the conflict between them trying to bite using their jaws.
Church of God, 他的创始人是我们 Pasadena Ambassador College 的创始人。Church of God, 那神的教会。
Oh, the Church of God, they are the they established the ambassador
Pasadena
in Pasadena College.
那这个人叫 Herbert Armstrong。
And this person is Herbert Armstrong.
最近他儿子就有土地纠纷、学校的纠纷的问题。
And recently, his son has some conflicts in terms of the land and the school.
不过他们三十年来已经出刊很出名的 Plain Truth 简明来真理报。
But over the several decades, over 30-some years, they have this very famous Plain Truth magazine.
这个里头提供不少好的，有关末日，以及美苏集团的战争，军火火药库，以及可能这个飞弹、火箭，或其他战争伤亡的数字的那个统计。
And within the Plain Truth, you'll find that they have compiled a lot of statistics about the war between U.S. and Russia, and also some of the nuclear weapons.
那另外一个人是 Hal Lindsey, H-A-L. 他是名字是 Hal 那个名字 Lindsey，L-I-N-D-S-E-Y， 他是写那个 The Last Great Planet， 就是最后的一个星球。
And also we know of this author whose name is Hal Lindsey, and he wrote this book called The Last Great Planet.
那他最近也写了阿玛格东
And he also had published Armageddon.
这个都是从加拿大到美国来的很热切的末日论，主要是再来论的一个倡导者。
And he's a Canadian who came to the U.S. and he's one pursuant of the study of eschatology.
所以你要知道讲台上所出现的资料，你可以从这几个来源来对照，你就知道完全是不错的，因为这些人很愿意把这末世的状况用这战争的灾祸了。 数字了来提醒我们主耶稣要来了。
And so therefore, if you're interested in terms of the end time studies, you can refer to some of these reference books in terms of their statistics.
那这些人就是说，有一个模式，就是说啊，对，那这个伯拉大河的第六个使者被释放，那一定是指的这一次的战争，比如说两伊战争，1977到1988。
And for them, right, when they refer to the battle at the river, and also they relate it to the war that will happen in 1978 to 1979. And the war between Iran and Iraq.
然后1921年的那个2月下旬，波斯湾战争，为了库威特的关系。
And also the in February 1991 because of the war of Kuwait.
去侵占,
and we have the Persian Gulf War.
伊拉克侵占库威特
，and Iraq overcome Kuwait.
盟军就是以美军跟英军做主力的去炸这个哈萨达姆·胡塞的部队。And
troops from U.S. and U.K. they come and bomb Saddam Hussein's troops.
那像简明道啦或其他的末日论的人就说，这是要引起美苏两个集团的战争，引发第三次世界大战，主要是要再来了。
And according to many people, this is trying to instigate war between U.S. and Russia so that the Third World War will come.
那我在启示刚好记下这个笔记的信息。
And when I wrote, put down this note in Revelation,
没有两个礼拜后,
not 2 weeks later,
那撒旦胡森投降,
and Saddam Hussein, he surrendered.
那就美国派很多石油专家去扑灭那个油井的大火。
And we see how U.S. sent many people to go and take up all the oil fields.
得到解放了。
And Kuwait was freed.
波斯湾战争停止了。
And the Persian Gulf War stopped.
那第三次世界大战没有发生。
So the Third World War did not occur.
那我要擦掉啊，但是我好算了，留一个纪念。那所以那个信息我就留在圣经上头。
So I'm supposed to take away and wrap up that message in my Bible, isn't it? But I kept it there as a memory.
我们在等六个月哈，有 Y2K 的那个大日子要来。
Also in the same way, in 6 more months, we'll wait for the great day of the Y2K.
1984年，已经主要是再来一次了。1992年来一次，1997就来一次，现在第四次看他，主要是也许可怜我们说，哎呀，太可怜，你常常预言我来，我来好了，那我没有办法讲哈。And
so therefore, we have often tried to talk about the Lord's coming in 1984, 1992, 1997, and this is the fourth time in year 2000. Perhaps God will take pity on us and indeed come.
也许电脑问题会影响电源、水源、食物，没有问题。大概有几个要调整的那困难的交接的地方。And
perhaps because of the computer chaos, it may bring chaos in terms of other aspects such as electrical and also your food supply shortage.
有想准备是没有错的啦，你stockpile没有问题了哈。
It is good if you have the heart of preparation and stockpile your food.
但是我们也同时要戒慎，主要是也许。 会照人家所喊的呐喊的来也不一定。那我们就迎接主耶稣再来。
But we also should be prepared because perhaps God, perhaps the Lord will indeed come according to what people are expecting.
好，我意思是说，有很多已经主观的认为主耶稣要来，要在我的想法的这个模式来，所以我找圣经来复合你要来的那个预言。
And that is to say, a lot of people have this preconceived idea that they impose into the Bible as to the Lord's second coming, and therefore the Lord will come on a certain day.
啊，当然主耶稣会来。
Of course, the Lord will come.
他不知道什么时候来。
But we do not know when He will come.
所以我们要准备。
So we must be prepared.
教会要成全。
The church must be fulfilled.
福音要努力传扬。
And the gospel must be preached.
啊，但是呢，我们不要强制地强迫主耶稣，你要在我说的1992来，1997来。
But we should not impose ourselves onto the Lord's second coming that you must come at the date that I set, 1992.
好，这是我们通常解经上的要注意两点。
So these are the two points that we have to be careful in terms of Bible study.
让圣经讲出来，不然你替圣经或者强迫圣经跟你的话，想法一样。
Let the Bible speak to you instead of you trying to impose upon the Bible.
那第三点呢？我们说神的话在天，它是恒长的，是长道，就是不会改变的。
And the third point is that the word of God is carved in the heavens above. It will never change.
透过亚兰语，透过希伯来语，透过英文，神的话是在那里。
And through Aramaic or Hebrew or English, the word of God is still set in heaven.
你透过圣经描写古代的选民的历史。
And also through the Bible that describes the ancient civilization.
它是一个记载。
It is merely a record.
把我们的想象带进到当时的历史，比如说三四千年前。
And to bring our imagination into that cultural background, say for example 3,000 or 4,000 years ago.
那一定要有文字，我们才可以参与。
We must have the literary text so that we can be a part of the story.
有些文字可以藏，有些文字被省略。
And some of the texts are kept, but some are being omitted.
比如说约瑟的记载最长，37章到50章。
And take for example the story of Joseph, it was long in chapter 37 to 50.
他从时代到国外埃及的居住跟那个降生的那个情形。
And we see the story of how he was being sent to the foreign land and then how he grew.
但是呢他这么长，你要是跟那个他的阿公来比较的时候，以撒才2章而已。
But if you were to compare his long record of his story in those few chapters, compare his grandfather Isaac,
那你再比
two chapters,
对，比两章的篇幅。
It's just two chapters long.
啊，那你再比较的创世纪那个第一章，那么多的那个创造哈，那么长的创造只有两章的圣经。
And also in the same way, if you talk about the whole creation, it was only described in two chapters.
那意思是说，难道那个约瑟的年代比神的创造时间空间还长吗？
And is that to say that the time of the creation of Joseph was longer than the Lord's creation in the beginning?
好，不用长短来决定的本身的时间的长短。
So therefore, you cannot use the actual length of the chapters to determine the actual length that of what happened.
还有圣经的排列啊，哪一本是最后一本？
And also in terms of the way the Bible was canonized, which was the last book?
不是马拉基书啊。
Is it Malachi?
是那个列王那个历代志。
It was actually Chronicles.
啊，所以历代志最后出现了被杀的一个先知，叫做撒加利亚，祭司撒加利亚哈。
And Zechariah, it happened.
大概我们现在24章左右。
And he was the last prophet that appeared in chapter around 24.
圣所里被杀。
He was being killed in the sanctuary.
所以主耶稣就说：“你看啊，从亚伯的义人的血流到撒加利亚被杀为止，那个这个恶这邪恶的世代不断的在逼迫啊这义人。”
So therefore, when Jesus talked about the righteous blood that flowed from Abel right to Zechariah, their innocent blood has been shed over and over.
那你假定问就是说，撒加利亚的年代是什么时候呢？
So if you want to find out when the era of Zechariah,
那当然是900 BC 啊，公元前900年左右。
And it's around 900 BC.
那难道说900年到主耶稣时代，没有一个义人都比撒加利亚更晚被杀吗？
That isn't it true that from Zechariah to the time of Jesus, there is not another person that's been killed?
啊，当然不少先知被石头丢、被打的，比如说耶利米就是一个啊。
But of course, there are many other righteous prophets that were being stoned and persecuted. For example, Jeremiah.
那为什么主耶稣口里头亚伯第一个，撒加利亚最后一个呢？
But why is it that Jesus referred to Abel as the first and Zechariah as the last?
所以这样就是不是以时代的先后来讲。
And therefore, he's not referring in terms of their chronology. He was talking about the sequence in Old Testament.
最早是创世纪, 五, 摩西五经嘛,
the first is the, Genesis, the Pentateuch.
那最后一本才是那个, 列王, 历代志,
and the last book is Chronicles.
所以这样说, 从最先的亚伯在第二页就出现, 撒迦利亚最后两三页出现, 从头到尾, 先知的被,
And that is to say, Abel first appeared in the first couple of chapters in Genesis, and Zechariah appeared in the last two chapters of Chronicles. And so in between these two people, a lot of prophets were slain.
那我们中文翻译鳄鱼啊, 那个 crocodile.
Oh, and for Chinese translation, in terms of crocodile,
你要是看它嘴巴很尖的, 你要翻作 alligator.
If for a crocodile that has a very long and sharp mouth, you have to translate it as alligator.
比较圆一点, 你要翻作 crocodile.
And if the mouth is slightly roundish, it's crocodile.
稍微注意一下它的区别。
So please take a note of the difference.
但是呢,圣经的鳄鱼不是真正的鳄鱼。
But in terms of the Bible, it is not the real crocodile.
你真的除了那个 以西结书25章到32章, 大概30章左右, 那讲尼罗河的鳄鱼, 你是尼罗河那个鱼, 我要把它吊起来。 是神在要处罚法老王的那个先知的语言。
However, when we see in chapters 25 to 30 of Ezekiel, when he talks about the crocodile, it is when he talks about the fish, it refers the fish in the Nile. It refers to the punishment that God is going to inflict upon Pharaoh.
那是真的鱼在那里。
It's a true and real fish over there.
那其他以赛亚书、约伯记、诗篇，我们以后有空再看。 所谓的神击打打破鳄鱼的头，那鳄鱼不是你看的 alligator， 而是那个 crocodile 的头。
But however, in Isaiah, Job, and Psalms, in terms of the fish over there that's recorded, it's not the crocodile, it's not the head of the crocodile.
我们的英文就翻成 leviathan。
And in the English version, it's translated as leviathan. Leviathan.
或者是海怪。
Or take or a sea creature.
大鱼,
or a big fish.
这个都是一种传说中的就是海怪就对了。
And all these are sea creatures of according to fables.
所以除了法老王是指着他河中的鱼以外的所有的英文的圣经，什么所有的圣经上的鳄鱼，我们不就不要想象说哦。 那个你非洲的鳄鱼，泰山去把它绑住，这样杀它那个鱼。So
other than the fish, in the Bible that refers to Pharaoh, all the rest of the crocodiles and leviathan, don't think of it as the crocodiles in Africa where Tarzan came to catch.
所以就是我们要斟酌，要进入到圣经，就要知道这个是真的是什么鱼，那你要看原文。So
in order for us to know what the context and where the fish is, we have to look into the original text.
那么我们现在来看哈，这个。 何西阿书第十章。
First, let's turn to Hosea.
第十章的第四节。
Hosea chapter 10 verse 4.
那里有一个名词，一个字眼叫做伯雅文。
And over there, there is a certain term.
那假定你孩子读英文惯了，就说啊啊爸爸，这是你阿文贝啊。 Uncle Arwen, huh?
And so for if your child may call it as a uncle.
因为伯雅文，伯伯的伯, huh?
Because from English it is called
Boarwen.
Boarwen.
其实那个发音，我们中文的发音 huh? 伯雅文.
In Chinese it's called 伯雅文, it sounds like uncle.
啊，说雅文伯伯。
Or you can talk about it as uncle.
其实不是，这伯就伯特利的意思，伯特的意思哈。
But however, actually, bo the word itself means battle.
Bet.
Beth.
Bet.
Bt
了哈。
Bt. Beth Evan.
这个坏的意思，邪的意思。
Beth Evan in Hosea 4 verse 15, it means wickedness.
那换句话说，我们要知道伯特这个什么意思。
So we must know what Beth means.
本来是这个伯雅文是叫伯特利的。
In fact, Beth Evan it refers to
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Bethel.
It means refers to Bethel.
神的家，神的殿。
And that means the temple and house of God.
但是这个地方的这个以色列已经把拜神的祭坛当做拜巴利、拜偶像的地方。
But however, over here the Israelites have turned the altar of God into one of idolatry.
啊，那所以呢是邪恶的地方。
So it becomes a house of wickedness.
神咒诅的地方。
And it is a place where God cursed.
那我们就要知道发音的雅文的发音是什么意思。
So we need to know how they pronounce it in the original text.
那就是说他不是说阿文伯伯啊阿文贝啊那个阿文他是邪恶的意思。
It's not talking about Uncle Evan, but rather it means wickedness.
因为阿翁这个字就是邪恶。
Because Evan itself, this word means wickedness.
所以说我们就不要单单就学音，我们要知道它字的意思。
So we should not just know the pronunciation, but rather we must know the meaning.
因为伯特利这个缘起在哪里？
Because where is the origin of Bethel?
那是创世纪二十八章，那个雅各要往拉班，就他舅父家逃亡的时候。
It was recorded in Genesis chapter 28, when Jacob was running from his uncle Laban.
那他的睡觉的地方，他见了异梦。
And in the place of his, when he slept, he saw a dream.
就是顶天立地的天梯。
He saw this stairway that leads to heaven.
上有神的使者。
And angels were above.
那最上头就神在上头。
And right above was God himself.
那他在底下。
And he was on earth at the bottom.
神人之间这天梯变成中保的意思。
And so therefore, between God and man, this stairway to heaven refers to the mediator.
因为这个天梯人才可以达到神面前。
It is through this heavenly ladder that people can go to God.
所以就他醒来以后说啊，这真是把伯特利啊。
Therefore, when Jacob woke up from the dream, indeed, this is Bethel.
这个利就是神的意思。
And L is God.
Beth 就是殿，或者说家或者是门，殿就家最好。
And Beth refers to house.
所以说神的殿，神的家。
So the temple of God, the house of God.
所以这个地方以后就变成一个祭坛的地方。
So this area later, they establish an altar over there.
因为古代的崇拜、信仰、生活通常都跟那个起源有关系 ，etymology 的起源有关系。
Because in the ancient times, the place of sacrifice has to do with their origins, etiology.
人民地名一定有一个起源，那个起源一定有一个典故，宗教事件、神显现的典故。
Because the origin of the man and also the places of worship, it all arise from their origin.
这个
etiology.
你也可以用 AE 来写，没有关系，这 E 也可以。我们看，请看那别墅吧，看那个创世纪二十六章。
We can also look at Genesis 28. 26.
那最后两节。
Genesis 26, the last two verses.
那个阿比米勒跟以撒就订了合约了。
And over there we see the covenant between them.
那他们用东方的礼俗，大家请个宴席。
And according to the Oriental culture, they have a banquet.
这是 covenantal meal.
It's a covenantal meal.
跟契约有关系。
It has to do with covenant.
那从此和景不相犯。
So
两下平安的相处。
That is to say, they will have peace throughout the land from then on.
以后呢，这个地方就给他取名了别示巴。
And from then on, this name is called
Beersheba.
Beersheba.
那因为那个时候神在让这个水泉出来，他们又得了水了。
Because God allowed water to spring from the well.
So
we
have 纪念这个事件。
In order to remember this incident.
所以以撒就给那地方起名叫 Beersheba.
So therefore, Isaac gave the name Beersheba to the place.
什么叫 Beersheba?
What does Beersheba mean?
Bear 就是水井的意思。
Bear means living well.
那个 Sheba 有三个意义。
And there are three meanings behind Sheba.
Sheba 第一个意义就是七。
Sheba means seven, the first meaning.
就是表示完全数的意思。
It means a complete number.
那第二个意义就是那个众多、繁多、丰盛。
The next meaning means abundance.
那第三个就是契约。
And third, it means a covenant.
所以你说从这三个意义就是就是以撒在这里，或者亚伯拉罕十六章、二十一章在这里的那个水井。
And so therefore, from this word itself, you will know that it refers to the living well of Isaac at that time.
七表示神给他祝福的，这个水井是七的，有这七个水泉。
And because it is a blessing from God, it refers to the seven living wells for Isaac.
而且呢是盛丰盛，水的神的赐福是丰盛的，源远而来的。
And the blessings of God, it flourishes, it continues to flow.
这是这个跟敌人去立过约的地方。
And this is a place that they have established a covenant with the enemy.
今天别示巴在这个南地就犹大地的南边，变成全国的第四大城市。
And today, Beersheba, it is in the southern region and is the fourth largest city.
And the fifth
city is in the eastern area. In the Gulf area.
那这个就是我们所说一个字啊，会把我们带到圣经给我们讲的一个典故了，一个发生的缘起了。And
that is to say, a word itself, it will bring us to the origin of the Bible and the place itself when we talk about etiology.
所以我们看着，假定有这样有这样的背景哦，就不是单单念个别墅吧，没有感触的，没有什么深深那个，就把我们带到历史哦地理那个环境里头。
And because of this reason, just for this word itself, it will bring us into the emotional and also the historical state at that time.
那这样你了解别墅巴的来源会比不了解来得有用，来得深刻。
Then it will be more meaningful when you study and you know the meaning behind Beersheba, And earlier on, we saw the word in Hosea.
那现在请继续看下去。
And now let's continue the book of Hosea.
刚才提到的，比如说那个伯雅文。
The word that we talked about Beth Evan earlier on.
那其实在反映以色列宗教生活的腐败，神的咒诅。
In fact, it was talking about the curse of the Lord upon the Israelites because of the idolatry.
本来神向雅各显现的这个神的殿，神之家这地方，为什么成为神所憎恶的呢？
And why is it that the place where God has shown himself to Jacob?
什么是摩洛？
Then we know what is Moloch.
但是我们只知道说 Moloch 是接受烟海献祭的一个外邦神。
We just know that Moloch is a foreign god that needs human sacrifice.
以色列拜天上万象。
And for the Israelites, they pray and they worship to all the astrology.
东方人拜西王母哈, 那个西, Western heavenly goddess, mother goddess.
And just like the Asians, they pray to the goddess.
The mother goddess.
And also in Jeremiah, it also records that they pray to the heavenly empress.
那拜天象,
and they pray, and they also observe astrology.
这个大象的象，不是elephant哈，这个是指星辰。
It refers to the stars and the cosmology.
我们在旧约圣经上看到一个字眼叫做 我那个字不能念了，耶和华万军的主了哈。And
that this phrase in the Old Testament it refers to the Lord of hosts.
我要再讲耶和华这个字眼，让我们大家稍微清楚一下。And
later we'll expound upon the word itself, Jehovah.
好，那这个万军的耶和华，万军的主，这个万军是指万象。
And the host refers to the stars in the heavens above.
第二个是指着那个天兵天将, heavenly angels or angelic beings.
And the second refers to angelic beings, and that is the angelic armies.
包括神的众子.
It refers to all the children of God.
这是天使.
And that is the angels.
在天上唱歌,
and they are the
欢呼,
they are singing with joy in the heavens above.
神掌管一切, 星辰日月, 所有天体再加上属灵的存在。
And God, He upholds the entire cosmos and universe in His hands.
所以他们说万军的神，万军的主是有他的道理。
Therefore, they do have a meaning behind this Lord of hosts.
但是呢，你看以色列拜万象了。
But if you look at the Israelites, they pray to astrology.
他们也过阴，也是交鬼，也做各样的恶俗。
They also observe other wicked customs.
那最重要，他们拜一个叫Baal。
And the word is that they pray to Baal.
Baal是用雄牛犊的形象来代表.
And Baal, he is symbolized B-U-L-L as a
bull. 雄牛犊强而有力.
And that is, bull is used to symbolize it.
为什么？因为他是迦南神，迦南地的神.
Because it's a Canaanite god.
风雨，就是雷雨丰收的神.
And he is the god of harvest.
那这个巴利另外一个对 对偶就是阿沙洛，亚沙路了哈。And another one is
Asherah.
这都是我们圣经有的哈。And all
these are referred in the Bible.
一个男神，一个女神。
One is a female god, one is a male god.
那女神用木柱图腾 totem 那木柱木偶来代表。
And Asherah, this female goddess, she holds to a totem, a staff.
那这些农产品要丰收。
In order for them to have a rich harvest,
of crops, 妇女要怀胎多子多孙,
or for example, for the women to have a lot of children,
那我们就会在何西阿书,
so,
第四章, in, 我们就会看, 慢慢以后会再看,
so in Hosea chapter 4, we'll see,
以西结书,
in Ezekiel,
那个耶利米书,
in Jeremiah,
就描写一个宗教的性淫乱的行为,
it will describe the adultery in religion.
就在亚沙路的神庙, 这个或者图腾木柱旁边,
and right beside this goddess Asherah in the temple itself.
在橡树、杨树、栗树的美好的树影底下,
and under the shade of the palm trees and all the other lovely trees, poplar.
那他们就要求偶了,
and this is where they look for their mate.
那因为是宗教跟性 把结合在一起,
because they combine sex and religion together.
这个就是一个 迦南的恶风俗,
and this is a wicked custom of the Canaanites.
可是以色列民也学习,
but the Israelites also took it upon their own.
耶利米先知就一直斥责他们这是犯罪大恶极的事情,
and Hosea and Jeremiah, they continue to rebuke the Israelites because of this wickedness.
所以因为他们要田地丰收, 因为他们要这个怀胎丰收, 所以他们就拜偶像, 而且行这个宗教的性淫乱,
and they do this because they want their land to have a great harvest and also for their women to have many children to be prosperous.
所以我们单单从这个邪恶的谈, 我们就可以窥探当时宗教生活, 或宗教崇拜生活行为上的败坏的,
and therefore from this wicked altar we can go deeper into seeing the adultery that's committed in religion at that time.
用这些的背景, 我们更欣赏, 我们在读这先知书的时候, 才知道为什么先知神, 然后神这么生气,
and therefore with all this rich background will we then be able to understand why the prophets were so angry.
所以我们查考圣经, 从一个字, 就应该带我们到这样的境地,
and therefore when we study the Bible we can just start from merely one word and you can dig into the whole treasure beneath.
好,我们现在来看我们的讲义,
now let's look into the handout.
我们要有秩序的,有秩序的查考,
we have to have a systematic study.
那我们看了,譬如说来看第19页,
let's turn to page 19.
第19页有,就是说有几个重要步骤,
over here,
第二,阿拉伯的第二点,
in point number two, some several important procedures of biblical studies.
我们要拿到一个经文的时候,
in order for us to hold on to a verse, 我们, a scripture,
应该问几个问题,
we have to ask several questions.
说,这个经文的历史背景是什么?
And that is to say, what is the historical background of this verse?
譬如说我们说哈该书吧,
take for example the book of Haggai.
哈该啊,他是处在公元前520年,
and Haggai, he's a character of 520 BC.
你要是查考他日期啊,本书就可以给你日期,
and just look at the book itself, it will give you the time.
因为他前面有什么时候他出现,
because in the beginning it talks about the time when he appeared.
公元前520年8月9月间,
and it happened around August, September in 520 BC.
那你再看他讲的信息,
then later you look at his message.
他说你们只顾自己的住天花板的房子,
he said that you only pay heed to your own panel houses.
你们忽略神殿的建造,
you have forsaken the building of the church of God.
你看神用这个旱风美烂,这民生凋零,农产不丰收, 这样情形来让你们来警惕,
and when you see the land and it doesn't bring forth any crops, and all these are to remind you.
那其实这也是这个第六世纪的犹大山地和犹大地的一个经济萧条的一个描写,
but in fact it refers to the famine and the recession at that time during the 6th century.
原来那个,
in the land of Judah,
原来他们从巴比伦地回来,
because in fact they had just returned from the land of Babylon.
538年波斯王下诏说你们被掳了可以回归重建, 复兴信仰重建圣殿,
because in 538 BC the Persian king he gave a decree that they can be freed and they can go back to their homeland.
被掳的回家,各国的被掳都回他们家,犹太人也回到他们家,
so all the exiles returned back to their homeland including the Israelites.
那大概536年左右他们开始立定,你可以从以撒看出来, 立定了最重要的祭坛,拜神燔祭坛,那个根基立下来,
and so from 536 BC they set down the foundation of the altar is found in the book of Ezra.
但是因为 他们刚刚回国。
But because they had just returned back to their homeland,
那个景气也不好。
At that time was in a recession.
所以建造工程就一直在拖带。
And so the building of the temple was being delayed.
那一直到520年。
And right till 520 BC.
同时出现的是那个哈改跟撒哥拉亚。
And at that time, Haggai and Zechariah came upon the scene.
他们用先知的信息来劝勉，而且来鼓励百姓重建圣殿。
And as prophets, they proclaim and they encourage the people to build the temple again.
那撒加利亚书里头有两个弥赛亚，就两个受膏者。
And in the book of Zechariah, there are two messiahs, two anointed ones.
啊，这个两个基督。哦、受膏者的基督也是两个受膏者，但基督还留给主耶稣好了。两个受膏者，一个就是省长总督那个Zerubbabel。
And one is Zerubbabel himself.
就是Zerubbabel。
Zerubbabel。
第二个大祭司约书亚。
And the next one is the second high priest.
神让这一个是政治，一个宗教的领袖来，你的首领来带领全民来发动这个重建的工作。
So God allowed these two people, one above, one in charge of politics, and the other one overseeing religion. And these two people brought up the people's faith.
那哈该就在二章九节说，你看这个圣殿的荣光大过所罗门第一个圣殿的荣光。
And Haggai in chapter 2 verse 9 says that the latter glory of the temple will far exceed the first glory.
因为所罗门圣殿被毁了。
Because the temple of Solomon is destroyed.
它是一个失败的历史。
And it was a failure in history.
所以巴比伦人才会把这个不义的这个犹大国来毁灭。
And therefore the Babylonians they destroyed the wicked Judah at that time.
现在神要让他们重新来建造。
But now God allowed them to rebuild the temple.
这就是第二圣殿。
And this is the second phase.
这也是以后希律大王。
And this is also later where King Herod
用了几十年光阴，他拿出一块石头再添一块，这样这样的一直增修，一直的在修补的一个很堂皇的圣殿。
And that is the temple where King Herod later on tried to remodel by laying stones on top of each other.
那这也是主耶稣出现的圣殿。
And that is also the temple where Lord Jesus appeared.
那公元后70年就被罗马兵毁灭的。
And in AD 70, this is the temple that was destroyed by the Roman soldiers.
这个叫做第二圣殿的 second temple, 这个是历史家的名称。
And that was the second temple according to historians.
那所罗巴伯重建圣殿到罗马兵所毁灭的。
That is the temple that's built by Zerubbabel and it lasted till the destruction of the Romans.
或者说鲁范回归 the post-exilic, 鲁范回归到罗马兵毁灭圣殿这个时期。
That is to say, it's a period between the post-exilic period right till the Roman times.
这个是犹太教思想文化最灿烂的时期。
And this is the glorious time of the Jews at that time.
也是犹太教越趋向严谨的时期。
And it is also their inclinations towards conservatism.
那我们也可以看到很多经典在这个时候出现。
And we see a lot of scriptures that surface during this period.
使徒教会、基督教也在这个时候来形成。
And also the apostolic church, and that is the Christian church, was established during this time.
所以公元前300年到公元后300年，这个。犹太教、基督教最历史最重要的一个时期。
So therefore, this is a very important era, and that is 300 BC till 380. This is the time where Christianity was being established.
我们称为Greco-Roman period, 就是说希腊化文化下的罗马帝国时期。
And we term this period as the Greco-Roman period under the Romans and the Greeks.
所以我们读圣经，尤其读到这个时期，我们很振奋。
And so therefore, we are very inspired deeply when we come to this period.
就好像我们中国的战国时期一样的，这百家争鸣啊，这百花齐放，思想灿烂。
And it's just like ancient Chinese history during a period where it is in a glorious state.
它带到我们今天的现代这个时代。
And that is brought to modern period.
好，那这个它该就处在这个惊天动地的这重建时期了。
And so therefore, Haggai, he was set in that period of the temple building.
好，这所以我们读哈该就知道哦，重建圣殿，那百姓被鼓励，那所以520年再重新动手。到516-15年左右，圣殿就完成了。
So therefore, we know that Haggai came on the scene in 520 BC and inspired the people and encouraged them to build a temple until 516 BC.
跟着圣殿的来，是不是神的国要实现
So along with the surface of the temple, isn't it true that the kingdom of God will come?
那当时就产生两个主流思想。
And so therefore, two trends of thought emerge at that time.
有人这样说，物质的圣殿建成就是神的国，这弥赛亚王国要建立。
Because at that time, some hold on to this thought that since the physical temple is built, therefore the Messiah will come as a king.
那另外人说不是，因为既然地面上不完全，所以一个天上耶路撒冷属灵的圣殿才对。
But however, the other trend of thought refers to the imperfection of the physical temple, whereas there will be a spiritual Jerusalem.
在犹太教的旁经出现很多这样的形容。
And so therefore, a lot of the side canon appeared.
那以后在那个希伯来书十章，这最具体的落实，22节到24节。
And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, over there it gave a very concrete explanation.
真教会，属灵的真教会才是天上耶路撒冷。
That the true church is the spiritual Jerusalem in the heavens above.
那这个教会啊，把天这个神的国、天上的国反映具体落实到地面上来。
Because this church, it will reflect the word of God in the heavens above down to the earth.
虽然人不完全，制度不完全。
Even though man is imperfect, the organization is imperfect.
但神的国要反映，那你要看你这个教会是不是能够全然的体现。
But
the, 就是每个人要努力的地方。
But the kingdom of God will reflect the glory of God, and therefore the church itself needs to examine to see whether they will match up the standard.
So 我们应该也是这样的体认哈。
And this is how we should examine ourselves.
教会是一个不可看见的主耶稣的身体。
The church is an invisible body of Christ.
不是哪一个建筑物来拥有，不是哪一个人为团体来拥有的。
And it does not belong to any building or any social organization.
这个教会全然地或者真心实意的来体现实践。把这天上这个完整的完美的理念或者形态模式降落在地面上来。
But whereas this true church has a pattern and is modeled right after the heavenly Jerusalem, which is reflected upon the earth itself.
那在今天我们真教会刚好又在这个时代，我们要把它体现出来。
And today in our true church during this time, we have to reflect this glory.
这是我们在这大这神的大规模里头，我们所担任的角色，在地如在天。
And this is under the great and majestic plan of God, because right now our role is to reflect this church on earth.
要注意教会是这样的看。才会看得准确，不然你看着人为的团体。
So you have to hold on to this view, and that's the understanding of the church. If not, it's just a social organization.
你并不拥有神国
，because you may not have the kingdom of God.
你是实践神国在地面上。
But rather, you are the one who reflects the concretization of the kingdom of God on earth.
假定这个团体不争气
，if this social organization does not live up to God's standard,
神还有其他要继承的人、要体现的人、要实践的人。
But God will choose other people to reflect this model.
好，所以这来到天上耶路撒冷，我们应该来值得庆幸、值得骄傲、感谢神。
So we need to praise and thank God with all sincerity that we can come to this heavenly Jerusalem.
所以哈该的重建就把我们邀引到这神的经纶。
So the rebuilding of the temple in Haggai, it will bring us back into the scriptures again.
也把我们带到历史的层面。
Because it brings us to the level and the history at that time.
的确是第六世纪的事情。
Indeed, it happened in 6th century.
那也看到第二圣殿的这个罗马时代，讲希腊化文化的时代。
And we also saw the Greco-Roman period of the second building.
好，所以读圣经要这样的串联。
So this is how we have to connect the entire Bible together.
因为不是一个字眼的表达，是一个实在事件的反应。
Because it's not a literal word itself, but it's an actual fact that occurred.
好，我们再看这个列王记上第八章。
Next, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 8.
这是所罗门王他献殿的讲道词。
And this is the this is the dedication to the church. The temple.
那他讲到哈，他是献给人，他第一个复习神对他父王大卫所应许的已经实现了。
And first Solomon, he gave the speech about how the dream of his father, the promise of God to David was fulfilled.
显明神是守约施慈爱的神。
And to show that God, that God is faithful, and he's the one who keeps his covenant.
那那个所罗门当然担任那个 sacral kingship。他是王，也是向天来祭祀的一个天子。
And Solomon he himself is not just the king, but he is also the high priest.
你看所罗门，他当然是好像王，皇帝本身向天祭祀哈。
Because Solomon himself he is like a king, he is an emperor that gives the sacrifice to God.
我们有一个名词叫 sacral kingship 哈。
And that's a word called sacral kingship.
那他表示神的应许给他大卫王已经实现了。
That is to say, the promise of God that was given to King David has fulfilled.
第二点，他讲
second,
神对百姓以及以大卫家的应许或祝福建筑在一个条件性的祝福。
And the promise of God that was given to the descendants and the house of David is built upon this covenant.
你看那个拿单对大卫的应许。
Look at Nathan's promise toward David.
这是也是撒母耳记下七章十一节到十七节那里。
It's recorded in 2 Samuel 17 to 19.
第七章十一节到十七节那里。
Chapter 7 verse 11.
你的后代不断有人做你的王位，直到永远。不断有人大卫的子孙，所罗门的子孙，一直有人做你的大卫的王位，一直到永远永远永远。
That is the promise is given to Solomon's descendant, that is the descendants of David, that they will have king, they will have people, they will have descendants in the kingship for forever.
永远吗？
Is it true?
不是。大卫的孙哈，就所罗门的儿子罗伯安。
And the grandson of David, and that is the son of Solomon.
罗伯安。公元前922年，南北就分裂了。
But however, in 922 BC, the northern and southern kingdom split.
我们看两个王朝一直在屠杀、刺杀、篡夺、内忧外患。
And we see how these two kingdoms, how they were in conflict and they war against each other.
所罗门自己王朝最后都被巴比伦来毁灭。
And that in fact, the kingdom of Solomon was also destroyed by the Babylonians.
你说拿单对大卫的应许说无条件的，或者说有人不断做你的王位，应验了吗？
So do you think that the promise that Nathan gave David was unconditional, that it would be fulfilled forever?
神不是指着地面上的王位的。
But God, he's not referring to the actual kingship on earth.
是指弥赛亚王国，属灵的王国。
But rather, he's referring to the spiritual kingship, the coming of the Messiah.
所以列王记的作家很清楚。
So the author of 1 Kings know this very well.
把这个无条件的祝福变成有条件的祝福。
So he turned this unconditional promise into one that has a condition.
你有空请你看列王记上第二章。
If you have time, please look at 1 Kings chapter 2.
第一节到第三节那第四节那里。
Verse 1 to 4 over there.
那大卫临死前就跟所罗门讲了。
Because prior to the death of David, he told Solomon.
他说你要刚强做大丈夫，我现在要走世人要走的路，就是要告别人间的路了。
He says that be strong and prove yourself as a man, because now I must go the way of your father.
那神对我说你或者你的子孙若那诚心尽心尽意爱我守我诫命，就有人不断做你的王位。
And God has told me that if you have walked me with before me in truth and with all their heart and soul, you will not lack a man in the throne of Israel.
你的子孙若哒哒哒 if then 就不断要做王位。
The condition of the promise if your sons do so and so then so and so.
拿单在撒下七章十一节十七节的话就改成条件性。
However, in 2 Samuel, in the promise of Nathan to David, this promise is turned to one with condition.
你再看八章，我们现在所念的到的那个所罗门献殿的那个二十六节左右。
And let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 8 from verse 26 onward.
二十六章，二十六节对。
Verse 26.
这里说哈，二十五节哈。
From verse 25.
就是说假定你的，这里说假定你的儿子们呢，像子孙们。遵守我的诫命典章，那你的国位就可以永远给你，做我在我面前。
And over here it says that you shall not fail to have a man to sit before me unless your sons take heed to their way.
所以假定，那么就。
If and then.
有一个前提。
What follows?
有一个前提。
So, there is a condition before.
要遵守诫命，爱神，要遵守他的诫命典章律例。
That is first, they must hold on to the commandments and the statutes and decrees of God.
其实这是《生命记》一直到《列王记》哈，这历史书的一个主题。
But in fact, this is the main theme of the historical books, right from Deuteronomy to Kings.
也是主耶稣教训天国福气的一个主题。
And it's also the commandment of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ on the kingdom of heaven.
假定你爱神，遵
守他诫命。You obey his commandments.
那你就日子长久。
Then your days will be long on earth.
凡事亨通。
And you have blessings.
得神的祝福。
And God will bless you.
将来进入神国。
In future, you will enter the heavenly kingdom.
这是条件，所以不要不谨慎这个条件。
So these are the conditions that's carried with the promise. So you have to be careful.
那借着大这个所罗门的口来强调，这跟神的契约关系就是这样的条件的。
And over here through the mouth of Solomon, it is revealed the covenant of God.
好，这是再来还有一节二十七节。
And also verse 27 is very important.
所罗门讲一个神在这个宇宙间。人类的历史空间里头的显现的模式。
And God and Solomon he talk about this model and pattern of the whole heavens.
因为犹太人很容易把在神的面前这个字眼
Because for the Jews, when they talk about before the face of God,
这个从出埃及记和从启示录一直到那个诗篇对这个字眼。
And this word surfaced from Exodus to Judges to Psalms.
在面前啊。
And that is before the face of God.
犹太人看到这三个字就把它转称为阿多奈。
And the, when the Jews come to this phrase, they will change it to Adonai.
Adonai,
huh? Adonai.
我的主爱是我,
huh? I means my Lord. Or the Lord.
所以那个英文圣经就从希腊文直接翻, 所以你看不到耶和华这三个字的原因是在这里。
And the English version is translated from the Hebrews and it just refers to the Lord. You won't see the word, you won't see the Jehovah word before that. They just refer it to as the Lord.
好，那在Adonai的面前，
So before Adonai,
很别扭哦，在耶和华神的面前，我在耶和华真神的面前，
And that is to say before my Lord.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
在祭坛，
That is the altar.
在圣所，
In the sanctuary.
我在约柜面前，
And before the Ark of the Covenant.
这个是说，这个在他的 临在的面前，
And that is to say, it is before his spiritual presence.
这个从旧约圣经以来， 这个祭坛圣所或者直接来说圣这个约柜， 就是说在神面前。
And that is to say, since the Old Testament times, the altar, the sanctuary, or the Ark of the Covenant, all this represent the presence of God.
那么在约柜还有一个这两个 cherub, cherubim, 就是基路伯。
And also on the Ark of the Covenant, there are two cherubims.
那上头有平板。
And on top is the mercy throne.
再安坐一个宝座。
And then the mercy throne is on top.
那宝座。
The divine throne.
那在神的宝座在约柜的时候呢， 他这个约柜施恩座就是神的脚凳。
And the footstool, and that is the mercy seat of God.
所以神的脚凳有两个地方。
So there are two footstools of God.
就是约柜上的宝座的话， 神的脚停在这个施恩座上头。
That is to say, the divine throne above the Ark of the Covenant, that is where God lay his foot.
那主耶稣说，你不能指天，只发誓，指地发誓。
So Jesus says that you should not point to the heavens or the earth to in your vow.
换句话说，天 的顶上有神的宝座。
That is to say, above the heavens, above that's the divine throne of God.
他神的脚凳，他歇脚的地方就是在地球。
The footstool of God, where he rests his feet, is on the earth.
就在马太五章六章说很清楚了。
And this is expounded very clearly in Matthew chapter 5.
神的宝座安定在天， 在天的zenith， 在天的顶上。
That is to say, the divine throne of God is set in the zenith of the heavens.
那人家就会说了， 那么这个神的宝座， 神就在这里了。
So people would say that if the divine throne of God is over here, then God is here, isn't it?
再具体来讲， 神住在圣所里头， 那神一定在圣所里头。
That is to say, if God were to live in the sanctuary, then God is right here, isn't it?
你到最后一个偶像化的倾向。
Then in the end, you will form this idol in your mind.
而且你会把神定在你所认为他应该在这里， 他应该在这里的地方了。
Then you impose God in this place or in that place according to your own idea.
换句话说，
That is to say, the Ark of the Covenant of God,
神临在的圣所,
the presence of God in the sanctuary,
会被人误认说神一定要在这里。
And it will be mistaken by people in terms that God must be here.
所以约柜在巴比伦毁灭圣城的时候，焚烧掉或丢掉，是有神的美意。
So therefore, the Ark of the Covenant was being destroyed during the Babylonian times. All this is under the will of God.
因为以后会变成那个外邦或者堕落的宗教的这个神砍啊，神在这里，神在这里，那样的偶像倾向。
Because there's an inclination that they will worship it as an idol because that's where God must be present.
这跟摩西的尸体一样的道理。
And it in the same way also applies to the body of Moses.
摩西太伟大了。
Because Moses is too great.
那以后人把他崇拜变成一个碑铭，一个偶像的
That in future, the people will idolize his body.
这有什么稀奇呢？ 因为人的倾向是这样子。
And what's so surprising about that? Because that's the natural inclination of man.
你看明星就说要叫那个铜蛇啊， 二十一张吧。 那铜蛇啊，
If you look at the bronze serpent,
他们以后就崇拜他了哦。
And then later they pray to this bronze serpent.
更何况是约柜，更何况是摩西的尸体。
And how about the Ark of the Covenant or the body of Moses?
这也是给我们一个警教训。
This is also to give us a caution.
在教会像摩西或像约柜这样临在的人物哈，
That today, in the church itself, if you look at a certain person like Moses or a certain item, say for example like the Ark of the Covenant,
会被偶像化。
They will be idolized.
所以有功劳的人，有名望的人应该后退。 不求官不求名。
So therefore, people with name and titles, they have to step aside and behind.
不要太显露自己, 不要太显露这个大功大作。
They should not boast of their deeds and to parade their actions.
那所以神就说神面前是什么?
And what does it mean by before God?
那个8章20节在讲一个道理。
In chapter 8, over here, a teaching is being revealed.
神的灵现不是神的本身。
When God revealed himself, it is not God himself.
这个 phenomena 不是 substance, 意思说现象不是本体。
That is to say, the phenomena itself is not the actual substance itself.
但是很多人把现象当成本体来
But a lot of people, they treat phenomena as the actual substance itself.
本末颠倒。
And they equate it together.
那个大 Solomon在讲这个道理。
So, over here, when Solomon is giving this teaching.
他说神果真住在我的手所造的殿吗?
Is it true that God, he himself dwelt in this temple that I built?
天上的天都尚且不足你居住啊。
Because the heaven and heavens cannot even contain God.
难道我这个圣所就是你住的地方吗?
So how much less this temple that I have built?
这是很重要的道理。
So this is a very important thing.
因为在列王记上19章那里。
Because in 1 Kings chapter 19,
你看以利亚他躲一个坏王后耶洗别的逼迫的时候,
and when you see Eli and how he tried to run
away,
when you see Elijah and how he tried to run away from Jezebel, this wicked king,
他来到何烈山附近的山东那里。
And he came before Mount Carmel,
何烈山, Horeb.
He came before Mount Sinai.
西乃就是何烈,这两个系统都是一个山。
Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb.
那他躲在洞里头,大发热心。
And over there, he hid himself in the cave, and he was very fervent.
神就叫他起来,
so God told him to get out.
那这时候圣经描写,
and here, the Bible describes,
19章那里,
in chapter 19,
神出现在, 风中,
that God appeared in the wind,
但神不在风中,
but God is not in the wind.
那神出现在地, 风后有地震, 火后有地震,
God and then God appeared in the earthquake after and the fire after the wind.
神不在地震当中,
God is not found in the earthquake,
神不在火中,
and God is not found in the fire.
换句话说,神并不是在你出现的那现象当中。
That is to say, God is not in the phenomenon that you visibly see.
但很多生命和